Sirach, chapter 28. He who takes vengeance will find vengeance from the Lord, and he will surely make his sins firm. Forgive your neighbor the hurt that he has done, and then your sins will be pardoned when you pray. Does anyone harbor anger against another and expect healing from the Lord? Upon a man like himself he has no mercy, and does he make supplication for his own sins? He being himself flesh nourishes wrath. Who will make atonement for his sins? Remember your last end, and stop enmity. Remember corruption and death, and remain in the commandments. Remember the commandments, and don't be angry with your neighbor. Remember the covenant of the highest, and overlook ignorance. Abstain from strife, and you will diminish your sins, for a passionate man will kindle strife. A man who is a sinner will trouble friends and sow discord amongst those who are at peace. As is the fuel of the fire, so will it burn, and as the stoutness of the strife is, so will it burn. As is the strength of the man, so will be his wrath, and as is his wealth, so he will exalt his anger. A contention begun in haste kindles a fire, and hasty fighting sheds blood. If you blow a spark, it will burn, and if you spit upon it, it will be quenched. Both of these come out of your mouth. Curse the whisperer and double-tongued, for he has destroyed many who were at peace. A slanderer has shaken many, and dispersed them from nation to nation. It has pulled down strong cities and overthrown the houses of great men. A slanderer has cast out brave women and deprived them of their labors. He who listens to it will not find rest, nor will he live quietly. The stroke of a whip makes a mark in the flesh, but the stroke of a tongue will break bones. Many have fallen by the edge of the sword, yet not so many as those who have fallen because of the tongue. Happy is he who is sheltered from it, who has not passed through its wrath, who has not drawn its yoke, and has not been bound with its bands. For its yoke is a yoke of iron, and its bands are bands of brass. Its death is an evil death, and Hades is better than it. It will not have rule over godly men. They will not be burnt in its flame. Those who forsake the Lord will fall into it. It will burn amongst them, and won't be quenched. It will be sent against them like a lion. It will destroy them like a leopard. As you hedge your possession about with thorns, and secure your silver and your gold, so make a balance and a weight for your words, and make a door and a bar for your mouth. Take heed lest you slip with it, lest you fall before one who lies in wait.